by an ad council.
We take a walk.
We are walking, running, moving in your direction. 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program from the Gulf Convention Center. And I'm right on the town line, as it were, Gulfport, Mississippi, and Biloxi, Mississippi. And here for a day of understanding what people are going through. Katrina was the first punch. And then the Gulf oil spill was the second punch. What's it like to run a business, to live in this area? We heard so much about, there was so much of a focus on New Orleans, which is about an hour from here. But what really happened here and what is happening here now is more the story of the day. So we get to that. It'll be the thread of the program over the next 4 hours. For those of you who stick around, fine. If you haven't got time to listen live, then you can go to DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com, and download a podcast of whatever hour, all the hours, because we'll be in and out of that. And in and out of a lot of other things, as usual. Jennifer Horn is here, and we have this controversy about these drinks. And actually, I got to give Clay Kohut some kudos here, because yesterday, the social media story of the day was what has become now the story of the day today, whether or
we
not
we broke
these,
the news yesterday.
We are into breaking news.
Yeah, just wait till you hear the story from today.
Wow. So we have juice and moonshot, and we have Four Loko. Jennifer, do you ever drink any of this stuff?
No, I've tried Red Bull like once, and that's it.
But this is not Red
Bull. This
is
not Red
Bull. Category, apparently.
It is. It's just a regular
this
old
stuff
energy
is
drink.
Really, right, the caffeine and the alcohol that's in here, the FDA wants to ban this stuff.
Well,
and
what's weird is,
so
sorry, Doug, is that years ago, when I was out on the scene, you know, as a hip woman that I was, the big trend was to have, I know, energy, I know it's hard for you to imagine, energy drink and vodka. So they'd mix an energy drink with vodka. And the big study was that that was not good because people would have heart problems if they drank enough of it because the energy drink makes your heart beat faster and the alcohol slows you down because it's a depressant.
Right.
And some people were having health issues from that. So I can't imagine that this can be a good idea because that's basically the same thing as
well. It's not a good. It's not good. It's not good for you. The question is whether or not you're smart enough to know not to drink it, or whether you're stupid enough to just follow like Clay's girlfriend's friends who are drinking this stuff and they think it's a great idea. It's fun. You get a buzz. It's cheap. You can get for $3 a single bottle of this stuff or a can of it and drink it, and it's the same effect as if you have 4 or 5 beers. Apparently, the alcoholic content is much stronger than in a bottle or a can of beer. And the other things, the caffeine that's in this, enough to really, the name juice is probably the right name for the, you really get juiced up on it. And people have gotten very sick because they've been irresponsible. So when now, we're back to the same issue that has been a part of the lexicon for decades. The old guns don't kill people, people kill people. Mm-hmm. So this stuff is available on the market. If you're a responsible adult or you're smart enough to know or responsible enough to take care of yourself, then, okay, this would be something I'd choose to drink, and you wouldn't choose to drink it, and maybe other people who have any brains wouldn't drink the stuff. But if it's a product that is something that is popular and people want to drink it, and they do it with the knowledge, one person said earlier that they didn't see the content easily on the can, but somebody else called and said, no, it's right there. Now, maybe the question is the availability of it in a convenience store, or I don't know that it's sold in grocery stores, but
I haven't
is
seen
this
it
the place
all
to have it, or should it be in a liquor store?
Huh. Are they selling it in convenience stores like 7-Eleven, Clay? Is that where they
yes
people buy them?
Yeah. Apparently, Clay, that's the story I've gotten by listening to some of these folks. 800-510-8255, by the way, is the number you want to ring in on this. This is another government, in my read of it, At first I thought, okay, well, the FDA is kind of doing their job. And then I think to myself, well, this stuff's been available on the market for years. So now they're just getting around to understanding what it is. They studied this stuff for a year, and then they say you got 15 days to either reformulate the drink or the feds are going to seize all of your product. Mm-hmm. Huh? This country is becoming a fascist state. Now, you have a different tune, I'm sure, if your children are drinking this stuff and they get into trouble. And we've had some sad cases of children, teenagers drinking this stuff and dying because their systems can't handle it.
Of what's available on the shelves
right
now, too.
They can go to their parents' liquor closet and get that stuff and do the same thing. So what are we dealing with here? Once again, we got more government hooch trying to regulate hooch. And
hoochie.
What's what it is called? Hooch. Have you ever heard that?
It is. I called it the hooch yesterday, remember?
Yeah, it's hooch.
Telling you about wine.
Hooch. Yeah. So what's your read on this? 800-510-8255. So, Clay, your friends are drinking, but your friends are all, you're 20, 21, 22. Aren't they old enough to know better? Or they know better, but they think it's fun, it's fashionable, it's a fad. Let's go get high, spend $3 and drink this stuff, and we'll all feel better or worse in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about being cool, and these drinks are like the coolest drink out there right now. I was literally walking down the street yesterday and heard two people talking about it.
Yeah, well, it's a big thing.
This is where
now.
I think I just had a moment. You know that moment when you realize that maybe you're just not relevant anymore and you're starting to get older? Because I didn't know about these drinks until we talked about them.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. Jeff calls the Good Day program. Jeff, you're on the air. Hi.
Well, I was told way back in the 70s, you know, I'm approaching 50 now. I'm about 49 years old. And back in the day, you know, you could have what was called a lysergic reaction, this guy told me, if you get stimulants and alcohol combined. It's just not healthy stuff. But the thing about it is, can the government control, you know, people going in and ordering it? Yeah, you know, the government could step in there. But come on. You know, we got to have a little bit of freedom. I don't like this stuff. I wouldn't do it. I don't like that Moco Loco poop. It's terrible.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. What the government says it wants to do, it has a public health concern. And so these drinks, according to them, can't stay on the market in their current form. If you don't change in 2 weeks, we're going to seize all of your product. That smacks to me of fascism. Sounds like the Nazis are running. We're going to seize these things. We're going to seize this. We're going to seize that. You heard the story recently, if you've become a devotee of this program, you know that I'm a dairy farmer. And as a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm pretty close to what's going on in the areas of the country, especially those of us who sell raw milk in addition to pasteurized milk and the other things. But I sell raw milk at my store, and I'm following what's going on as raw milk becomes more and more the preference of people around the country when they understand the benefits of it. So we have in San Diego a few months ago, at about this hour of the morning, five FDA goons and some, I think there were some FBI people involved in this too, go into this little store. And their guns are drawn. They're going to seize raw milk that was brought into the store from Nevada or I think it was Nevada, a farm in Nevada or Arizona or something like that. I mean, what does that tell us about what the state is of our government or the state of our freedom? If you want to drink raw milk and it comes from Nevada or the moon, why is that the government's business? You want to do what you want to do to your body? That's your business. It's not the government's business. Yes or no? True or false? Yes or no?
I got patted down for carrying oranges from Arizona into California one time, just from the back tree of my father-in-law's house. Picked a bunch of oranges, and then we're crossing the border. Guess what? You know, they see the oranges, and they want to know where they're coming from. I guess that's a different thing. Maybe that's a whole different...
No, it's not. It's the same. Well, there was a concern at that time about these... some kind of a fly that got onto the oranges or citrus, and
yeah,
that
it was
fly,
a fruit fly thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so that was, I think that was the concern at that time for that. All right, sir, thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. In a moment, my experience going through the line at the TSA yesterday.
I can't wait.
If you want to know what happened, obviously I made it through because I'm here in Gulfport, but this is a story and a half, Jennifer. Wait till you hear the bottom line of
I've
my experience
all
yesterday.
Day.
Yeah, I know you have. 16 after on good day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $9 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe this.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This is Ed Krell, CEO and President of Destination Maternity Corporation. Since 2001, we've been working together with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies. Did you know that in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive their early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Help bring healthy babies home. Join Destination Maternity and the March of Dimes in fighting premature births. Go to marchofdimes.com.
18 after, Doug Steffens Good Day program from Mississippi, where the stars are rising. Actually, the sun's rising here at the moment, and hopefully it's rising where you are. Okay, so yesterday was the first time I went through the devices, or at least I had the opportunity to go through the devices. And yesterday morning you heard me as we were decrying, or we have been decrying for a while, this foolishness with the TSA. And so yesterday, the day before, the fellow who's the chief of the TSA, John Pistoli, speaks before the Senate and says that the enhanced airport security screening procedures are necessary because of the continuing threat from the terrorists. We've got to protect you, so we've got to have the pat-downs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so I'm figuring I've been through probably since these things went into effect, not in October, but the new blue machines, I've been through maybe half a dozen of them in the last month or so. And so I've decided that I'm not going to go through the machine. I'm going to opt for the pat-down. So get in line at the airport, and the line's pretty long. I'm watching what's going on, and in essence, nothing's going on. They shut down the blue machine, and when I get closer, there's this affable fellow standing in line who normally, when you go through the line, they want to see your ticket, and they want to, you know, they bring
check
you through,
your ID.
They usher you through one person at a time. Right. So this guy, he's got big smiles on his face, and he's laughing and talking to everybody. And he says, don't, as I walk through, I'm looking at this guy. I took off all my stuff, as I usually do, put it in the tray, send it through the X-ray machine. But as I'm going through, he says, don't listen to CNN. Don't watch Channel 4. There's nothing. We're doing a great job here. And literally, in 40 seconds, I was in and out of there.
No
kidding. They were
kidding.
Running people through there. Yeah, they had no pat-downs, no blue machine. It was the old system, and the guy says, don't watch CNN. That's his message. Don't watch. That's the
I love that guy. We should have
21
him
after on Good Day.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Our friend Robert the Redneck. I want to know what your the most creative ice cream flavor is that you've ever encountered.
My favorite one is called Moose Track.
Is this a redneck ice cream? Because it sounds like it.
I tell you what, it's so good, make you slap your mama.
If you refer to the fifth grade as my senior year, you might be a redneck.
Funny and change after the hour, actually about 24 after on the Good Day program, live from the Gulf Convention Center, the Gulfport Biloxi area, certainly affected by not only Hurricane Katrina, but by the Gulf oil spill. And so yesterday I'm wandering, not wandering around, when I say that it sounds like I'm wandering aimlessly in the desert. No, I got off the plane and took a ride around with some folks from other a few other radio hosts here who are have been invited by the state of Mississippi and the convention. You know, there's things happen that people, after there's an event, they want to extol the value and virtue. Mr. Richardson, come on over here for a second, will you please? I want you to give me an overview. William Richardson is somebody who's been involved in this thing from the get-go. He's a local of sorts. Would you say that? There you go. Would you say that you would best be described as a local?
Actually, I live in Jackson, Mississippi, but maintain a house down here.
So. All right. Well, Jackson's only an hour or so from here, right?
Yeah.
An hour and a half?
Two hours.
2 hours. Okay, all right. So you were going to great lengths to explain yesterday what it was like here before, and I like to do sort of word pictures. So we're driving down the coastal waterway, if you will, and the Gulf is on the right, and what used to be Biloxi and Gulfport is on the left. And I say that sort of laughingly. There were hundreds of thousands of people who were affected by, not only did they lose their homes, lost their jobs, lost everything. And now the double whammy of the oil spill, which had more of an effect because of the PR of it, in essence, the people who were down here, and, you know, we all are adults. We can meter. The people here would like to see life go back to the way it was before because it was prosperous. There were lots of people who visited. Tourism was a big industry here. But the hotels got wiped out. Homes got wiped out. And lives got changed forever because of Katrina. Would you say the same thing was true of the impact of the oil spill?
we were real lucky on the oil spill. We had just come 4 years away from the Katrina incident where 72,000 houses were destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Just along here.
Well, Katrina was coast to coast. It was, I think, about 300 miles wide, the damage. Went 200 miles deep into the state.
Mm-hmm. But 72,000 homes destroyed.
In the three lower counties, we lost 72,000 houses.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippians, for a lot of things, are resilient. 95% of our populations lived within the same zip code within 6 months after the hurricane, so they were here.
Came back again, or stayed.
They never left. They just hunkered down and stayed.
Where they live?
Relatives, friends, shelters,
tents,
just in some in
cars.
Tents, cars.
Yeah.
Quickly got about the business of getting back in business. We were well along the road of recovery, and then we took a, and you're in the media, we took a media hit. The oil thing came up, and you'd think we had it stacked up 10 feet deep on the beach.
Well, you think everything was dead.
Yeah.
I mean, to look at the pictures of the birds and the gulls and the fish and stuff, and look at the hulls of the boat. But that may have been the case in some areas, but it wasn't the case here. But yet, as usual, the news media sort of lumped everything together.
No, that's when we started thinking about this radio information system here. That
let's tell the story.
Literally, there we had a handful. If you walked a mile down the beach, you might get
balls,
a cup full of balls.
Right, exactly.
Little
black balls,
smaller than a marble-sized ball. They were missing, but
which is what would happen to you if you went through the TSA checkpoint. All right, so we'll continue this conversation. This important conversation to have. William Richardson here with Doug at 28 after the hour in Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams, and this is your Living Well Pop Quiz. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? In a minute, we'll reveal the answer, but first, a few tips to help keep your mind healthy and active. Research has shown that just as we are likely to lose muscle mass with age, our brains can shrink too. The good news is we can do something about it. Math problems, crossword puzzles, and word games are a great way to engage parts of the brain that you don't normally use. The same goes for learning a foreign language or using your non-dominant hand to complete an everyday activity. When you put yourself in these unfamiliar situations, the brain has to work extra hard, and that's a good thing, because the added stimulation creates new connections between the brain cells, and the more connections you create, the more brain power you'll have. So, go back to my original question. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? It's 60. In this case, seconds. The time it takes you to change your life and start living well today. I'm Montel Williams. This has been your Living Well Moment. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now. Or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Yesterday's news.
November 18, 1978. Mass suicide at Jonestown. In the jungles of Guyana, 913 people, including 276 children, died after ingesting cyanide-laced fruit juice. The victims were members of the People's Temple, whose maniacal leader was Jim Jones.
Martin Luther King died with love. Love is the only weapon with which I got to fight. I got a hell of a lot of weapons to fight. I got my claws. I got guns. I got dynamite.
Those who refused to take the cyanide were shot, and only a few were able to escape. Also killed was Congressman Leo Ryan, who was shot with four others while investigating the cult. The People's Temple moved to Guyana from San Francisco after reports of abuses began to surface. Jim Jones was found dead at the scene from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
I got a hell of a lot to fight! I'll fight! I'll fight! I will fight! I will fight! I will fight!
And that's yesterday's news for November 18th.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the Gulf Convention Center. I kind of like that. That's a great sort of a handle for where we are. There's activity here all the time. Interestingly enough, Jennifer and Clay Cohut are here. The main business, or I shouldn't say the main business, but one of the big things going on here, when you walk around the convention center, you see these signs, the BP people are here.
Ooh,
with
really?
Their payouts. Yeah, they're here. They're still doing the they're cleaning. I saw some BP trucks along the ocean. If you're just joining me, I'm down in on the coast in Gulfport, actually right sort of on the cusp of Biloxi and Gulf. The Gulfport area is, as you can imagine with the name, and those of you who know anything about it, and know it's right on the ocean, the Gulf of Mexico. It is what, Mississippi Rising? What is it? I'm in Mississippi. What, you didn't think I knew I was going to be able to explain that to people? William Richardson.
You have to give
here.
Doug a map with a dot.
Yeah, right. Right. Here is where we are. Mike Jones is involved in tourism in the state of Mississippi, MISSISSIPPI. Remember how we used to, we had a learn.
Crooked letter, crooked letter.
That's right. Jump back.
How did you get taught how to spell Mississippi when you were a kid? You grew up here, so.
That's how. What is it? M-I-S. Crooked letter.
Crooked letter.
See, we didn't get that. That's very clever.
We were trying to learn to wear shoes then.
Really?
That's what they say about Mississippi. We had to do jumping jacks to that.
You see, what you're doing is you're underscoring all of the things that people think about Mississippi, that it is, it isn't what people think it is, but what people have thought it was for a long time. For example, Alabama is what you think it is, but Mississippi isn't. That's, I think, what we're trying to portend here.
Absolutely not. Right? And, no. We've learned long ago to have a sense of humor.
That's a good thing, right. For, so you guys are cousins?
By our common mother.
All right, Mike Jones, get over here. We got to get close to this. I said earlier that this isn't San Francisco, but you guys can be close and have a nice time. Mike works for the state of Mississippi and is interested in having people come down here, Jennifer, and fish. Because apparently, I wish Maria were around. We ought to try to find Maria. Maria is one of the ladies who's on the air with us who likes to go fishing.
What do we catch?
She lives
down
over
there
in Jacksonville. She, what, well,
what,
yeah,
what do we catch?
What is there? For, I had the greatest flounder last night I think I have ever had. It was the best piece of flounder, probably caught earlier in the day, right outside of Mommy Mahoney there, or whatever the name of the restaurant is.
Mary Mahoney's.
Mary
great,
Mahoney's, right.
Great restaurant.
Yeah. All right, so what is caught down here? When people come down, they can hire a... we heard all these stories after the BP oil thing, that all the charter boats were brought to port and parked, and that there was no more fishing. It hasn't been for months and months and months, but now it's back again, right?
The fishing's back, right.
Yeah.
Everybody's, all the fleet is back out fishing. Actually, the fishing's great. Since the oil spill...
the fish have gotten bigger and stronger because they had all that oil?
All the reefs, plenty of fish on them. People are going out catching their limits.
No, there's a certain amount of fun and irony kind of attached to this. But reality is that this is probably the biggest shrimping area in the country, if not the world. And there are oysters. What else do you have? You have oysters.
Oysters, shrimp.
Shrimp. Okay. So because there was a moratorium on the fishing, these poor guys, what did they do for 6 or 8 months? They just went broke? They get money from BP? What happened to them?
Few got a little, went to work for BP,
yeah,
doing some of the
cleaning up. Yeah.
But
minimum wage.
A lot of our guys weren't fishing, so they weren't getting paid.
Yeah. So what did that do to homes, families? Most of these people are like the rest of us, right? Check to check, mouth to mouth.
I think the most devastating thing occurred in Alabama. They had a charter boat captain that, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks into the ordeal, went out to his boat and committed suicide. The despair was awful.
Right.
BP did commission a new term, which I thought was very clever. They had vessels of opportunity.
Uh-huh.
If you had anything that would float and had a motor on it, by linear foot of your boat, they would hire you to come join their fleet to go police or work the ocean.
But there are a lot of people who were hearing, at least we heard stories in the rest of the country, that this... they didn't pay.
Oh, they paid the boats well. In fact, we had a conversation with one of the restaurateurs last night,
right,
that pondered, did that help or hurt the fishing industry, because these people were making good money.
Mm-hmm. Not fishing.
Not fishing, and
right,
it was kind of hard to go back to a real job,
right,
of fishing. But the guy that was telling that had some sense of humor.
So the feeling here is, in directly dealing with BP, because of the news media... made out, and I certainly jumped on the bandwagon, BP made out to be looked as the bad guys. We know the story. We've all heard the stories. There are leaks all over the place, and the oil is all over the oceans, and these little bacteria eat them up so we never see them. But in truth, what we really were annoyed about was the Tony... what's his face? The guy, what was the guy's last name that was running BP?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
The Brit.
But you know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
He's
Hayward.
Hayward.
Tony Hayward was the face of this, and people were really angry at him because of his attitude.
We were all reduced to little people.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it was that thing that you had to kind of confront these things that you had really no control over. You had no control over Katrina, which wiped out the lower end of the state. You had no control over BP. It isn't the state of Mississippi's fault that you were in the line, if you will, of fire. But when you look around, I remember as a kid walking on the beaches of the Cape, picking if all it was were little, these little tar balls, I remember walking and getting them between my feet. And wondering what the heck that stuff was. Now, my mother said it was.
You had those up north.
Yeah, we had them up north, right. The Yankees had oil balls, if you will.
We thought that was a southern.
No, there were plenty of them.
Everywhere.
Beaches of the Cape had lots of that stuff.
Let's back up just a minute, and I'm going to get back to Mike, who does this for a living. But the people that really were most affected by the oil business were the individual citizens who wanted to go fishing.
Right.
For not for money, but for pleasure, sports fishing. And, you know, they were the ones that got frustrated. They had their $50,000 rigs ready to go fishing, and then they said, no, you can't go catch a fish.
Right.
Those
was that overreaction on the part of the government? EPA? Who said you can't go? Who was it that said to the state, you can't allow anybody out there? No. What federal agency were the bad guys?
Just the federal agency.
Just any federal agency, right. As usual, federal government overreaches, overreacts, overcooks and this stuff, at least as far as Mississippi is concerned. But the other benefit, though, and this is the, you know, there's always good with bad, the fact that the fishing now is the fish have repopulated, because most of the fauna and the flora, if you will, the phylum, I'm remembering back to my biology, okay, which category is this? But the fish have rejuvenated themselves because they weren't being fished. So they weren't. We can make the argument that there's overfishing going on here and elsewhere around the world. But in this circumstance, because there was a moratorium, the species that we're talking about here have gone forth and multiplied. So the fish are much, they're bigger, they're better, and there are more of them.
Right.
If I'm hearing you correctly.
Right, and there wasn't any pressure with people fishing, the commercial fleets, all the way down just to the weekend recreational fishermen. No one was out there, so these fish were...
So how much more do we... Is there anybody that has measured, is there any way we know or we can tell how much more or how long... What you get for the 6 or 8 month respite, how much more fishing we're able to get, what it does to enhance... It's kind of like fertilizing the fields, watching stuff grow... You know, if the fish are that prevalent here, plentiful, then before the oil spill, if you got all these, last night in the dark, we're going down the highway, we see all these lights out there, they're all the shrimpers that are out. There are hundreds of them. So under the circumstances, can these people make back what they lost over that 6 or 8 month period by fishing? Is there a market for more fish, or are there people that are concerned that it's Gulf fish and they don't want it because it may be full of oil? That's why I'm here. Thank you. Yes, right.
I think you have that perception with the Gulf seafood that's what we're trying to, you know, let people know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had Gulf seafood during the middle of it. And
yeah, but you're prejudiced because you're from down here. I'm an outsider. I'm a Yankee. Yankees aren't supposed to like the Mississippi anyway, right? Isn't that the deal?
Well, the thousands of tests they've had, nothing's come back.
I had the best piece of fish. I didn't need anybody to do any testing. All I needed was to, and we picked this place randomly. We were going to go to some other place for dinner. We went to Mary Mahoney's and met the owner, and I sat down to the best piece of fish I probably have ever had. And I don't eat meat, I don't eat chicken, and I don't eat a little bit of turkey. So about the only flesh that I eat is fish. And I will tell you, this was as good a piece of fish as I've ever had in my life. And that comes from nobody's holding a gun to my head. Nobody's saying, you better say this now, Stefan. It was a flounder with the crab in it. I had crab cocktail, which was delightful. That's all local stuff, too, right? Mm-hmm. Got a lot of crabs down here.
Mary Mahoney serves all local seafood.
Right. Jennifer, what were we talking about the other day with crabs or clay? Do you remember there was some story?
The vending machine, Doug.
There was a vending machine someplace that was selling crabs somewhere. It was these kind of crabs.
You wouldn't find that down there.
Right, yeah. They don't have, the one thing they don't have down here is lobster. The real stuff is in Maine. They don't have any lobster.
Oh,
they got that stuff
cold,
from Florida.
Right?
That's it.
We'll yield you the lobster.
Yeah, the lobster. You don't have lobster. The lobster down here sucks. You don't want to eat, you want to have flounder or some local fish, freshwater fishes, all freshwater fish and sea. What's the best when you consider what there is available, what's the best saltwater fish?
Flounder, what you had last night, is great.
Yeah.
Redfish.
Redfish. What's why they call it redfish? I don't know redfish.
It's snapper, redfish.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, red snapper we
red
call
snapper.
It. What's the matter with you people down here?
Well, there's
a red snapper up in the north.
Now, you're in the south. It has to get complicated. We have a red snapper and we have a redfish.
Really? And they're not the same fish?
No.
Okay. All right, so you see, you follow my drift here, Jennifer, right? What's going on? I'm looking for, I want to have some fish for breakfast. Can we work that out? Let's get some fish for breakfast.
We'll go to McDonald's.
Doug's no, hungry.
You'll go to McDonald's. I'm not going to McDonald's. 15 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Ooh, Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP Ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rain checks. Offers valid through 11-2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Much as we love gossip here, you may be interested to know Jennifer's probably all over this. Eva Longoria has actually filed for divorce from her hubby because he's hooching it with one of their best friends.
With Brent Berry's wife, and his wife's name is Aaron, and Aaron filed for divorce from this guy, and now the story broke.
Wow.
She was so sending him all kinds of nasty text messages and Facebook stuff.
Really? Nasty being nasty or nasty being good, I guess.
Well, you know, nasty being good if you're on the receiving end.
Yeah, all right. Dr. Ken up next, speaking of good things, 49 past the hour. 12 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our medical expert, is here, brought to you by the folks at Sustanex. What can we say in short order? Probiotics help you maintain your immune system, your digestive system, and your health. That's pretty much as good and simple a message as we can get in advocating that people use Sustanex, Ken.
Imagine healthy bacteria. There really are healthy bacteria. You need healthy bacteria to help your defense system and your digestive system work most effectively. My favorite way of getting the healthy bacteria is through Sustanex.
Save, save, save. $5 off coupons. Go to trysustanex.com and use the coupons. Enhance your immune system. Stay away from colds and flu. It's that simple. And one of the big stories medically today has to do with probiotics, Ken.
It sure does. This is out of the medical journal Pediatrics, Doug, that the probiotic, it's a mouthful, Lactobacillus rhamnosus, commonly known as Lactobacillus GG. It significantly reduced the severity and frequency of bouts of abdominal pain in children with irritable bowel syndrome. So even in kids, this works. And if your children are suffering from these bouts of abdominal pain, you may want to talk to the pediatrician about using the healthy bacteria probiotics.
I don't know if you heard the story earlier. Montel Williams was here. He was talking about his MS and how he got shots in the service, and he got 10 times the dose he was supposed to, and how many people got sick. You got to wonder how often that happens, whether it's in the service or, again, with people getting doses for various shots at the doctor's office. That stuff troubles me, as you know. I asked that question, it's sort of a reflective question, and the answer may be, huh?
Who do you trust?
That's a good question. I trust you, Ken. Well, Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day because I trust him.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods, factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
Barracuda.com.
Past the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program from the Gulf Convention Center. It's my end of it. Jennifer is not here with me, but it is. She's here with me, but she's
in
not
spirit. I'm there.
Somebody. Well, yesterday I was talking to someone about how this program works because they've been listening and they thought we were all in the same room. They thought that Clay was with me in the same room and you were with me in the same room and Maria and Roberta and Richie. Like we all sat around the same table having our jaw sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So this person's jaw dropped when I said, Jennifer is in Los Angeles, Clay's in New York, Roberta's in New York, Rich is in Washington, Maria's down in Florida. Oh, I thought, how do you do that? How do you, how can this work? How does...
Very carefully is the answer.
Well, with thought.
Right.
Some would say, yeah. Okay. We spend a little time, better living is our focus on much of what we do on the Good Day program. And because technology is so much about, we have a person devoted on the staff, Clay's devoted to technology. And we also have some other folks who are into it in a big way. And Alex Goldfinger, our technology tailor, is one of those people who reports in a moment here on Good Day.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
I just finished booking a trip for a week-long business seminar, and I wanted to share my process with you. Rule number one for buying travel, always use the internet.
Rule number two, never ever pay full price for hotels or cars. Airfare, we have little control over the price. Not so for hotel and car rentals. For hotels, always start with Priceline.com and name your own price. Select the four-star hotel category. These include the Marriott, Hilton, and Hyatt. Then, you put in how much you want to pay. Almost always, if you're traveling during the week, $120 or less is enough. These are rooms that cost double that. New York City is an exception, but most everywhere else, there are enough rooms and problems with the economy to get you the room you want at the low price you want. The process for car rentals is exactly the same on Priceline, and you'll rarely pay more than $30 a day. All Technology Taylor Minutes can be heard at technologytaylor.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, it may not be fair to get a premature start in a race, but when it comes to educating your children, a new survey shows not giving them that early lead could be the real injustice. Bobby Owens with more for us on Good Day.
A new survey of 500 kindergarten and first grade teachers finds nearly all agree that children taking part in early childhood education are better prepared for school. Amy Spangler is with Knowledge Universe, a leading private provider of early childhood and school-age education and care, which sponsored the national survey.
75% of the teachers we spoke with confirmed children in early childhood education programs not only have an advantage throughout their academic careers, but are more likely to graduate from high school.
Spangler says after seeing the impact of early learning programs through the eyes of kindergarten and first grade teachers, the results are clear.
We have to challenge educators, administrators, legislators, and parents to look beyond K-12 and make cradle-to-career education a national priority. We know from research and experience, children who start behind often stay behind. But we also know we can make a difference before children even enter school.
For more, log on to KUEducation.com. That's Education Now from Knowledge Universe.
Turkey Day, Turkey Day. We all love our Turkey Day. Did you know, Jennifer, that there's more than one way to cook a delicious turkey out of the oven this
Thanksgiving? I only know of frying and roasting.
All right, so here's another tip on that. Interesting what people know. Let's listen up.
A national poll shows more people are turning away from their ovens this year when it comes to their Thanksgiving turkey. Leslie Wheeler with the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association, or HPBA, says more people are taking their holiday cooking outdoors.
81% of Americans agree that the best part of outdoor cooking is the taste. Grilling, smoking, or frying your turkey gives you more flavor than cooking the bird in the oven. It also frees up oven space and can cut down cooking time, giving you more time to spend with your family.
Wheeler says these tips can help turn your happy Thanksgiving into happy Thanks grilling.
It's easy to get a delicious twist on taste by cooking a roasted, smoked, or fried turkey, or even side dishes like grilled vegetables outside. Turkeys can be fried in less than an hour or smoked over low heat for a few hours, saving time, but not skimping on taste. Be sure to use the grill, smoker, or fryer outside only, and read the user manual for tips on recommended turkey weight before you get started.